Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Okay. You know, as we approach Christmas, there are only 27 days before Christmas comes. 27, can you believe it? Awesome, yeah. Now, how a lot of people getting ready for Christmas. How do you prepare or get ready for Christmas? So set up your Christmas tree. What else? Buy presents?
I don't get any presents.
You don't get any presents? What else you have to do for Christmas, getting ready for Christmas? Anyone else? What about start getting Christmas cards?
Nope.
No, you don't have Christmas card. You send e-card, right?
No.
No? Okay. I send one to you. Anyway, people go shopping, getting dinner ready, Christmas dinner, and writing invitation cards to send to relatives and friends to gather together for a very good Christmas celebration, a happy parties. So those are good things, people getting ready for Christmas. But I believe as a Christian, I think even the whole world should remember that's not the only way to prepare for Christmas. There's a better way, a more meaningful, a more, what I call purposeful, a good one to get ready for Christmas. And in the church, every year, I think we did it every year or every other years, we have what we call the Advent Wreath Service. Advent, A-D-V-N-T. How many of you know what it means? Okay, Sam always knows everything, so Sam.
Love, hope, peace.
No, Advent, the word means something else. Yeah, it includes that. Advent means word coming towards, approaching. That's a word that we don't use it that common or usually we don't use it. But Advent is a very good word in the church. What it does, we call it Advent service. It's a way the church to prepare our hearts to get ready for Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Christ. Christmas in a real sense is not just presents. It's not just Christmas trees or shopping or whatever, or party. The main thing for Christmas is get ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, you remember that? The world, you all turn on the TV, open up a newspaper, they always ask you, go shopping, go buy. And tomorrow is called a Cyber Monday. You go online and then you shop until you drop. You know, that's not what Christmas is all about. It's Advent. Okay, prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. So at least I want you to remember, Christmas is about Jesus' birth. So to help us get ready for it, our church and many other churches use this symbol, this service. What we do, as you can see, we have a wreath. Usually they don't have white, red color, they have just green. A wreath that's circle surrounding five candles. The green color means getting us to prepare for a new life, to help us to remember when Christ came into this world, those who trust in him will have a new life, new hope. And then each of the candles, as you can see, have different colors, and they represent something to us. So from today, the first Sunday, until the Sunday on Christmas, which is December the 20th, we are going to light one candle each Sunday to symbolize, to remind us to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. When he came 2,000 years ago, he came in to bring us something. That's what each candle represents. Got it? Yes? Thank you for nodding your head. When Jesus came 2,000 years ago, the one thing that he brought into the world and still bringing to us is hope. So the first candle is hope, or the candle of hope. Jesus, as we light the candle, the purple candle, it tells us that thank you God for coming in this world to light up the world from darkness to hope, to hopelessness, from hopelessness to hopeful. And that's what Jesus means to each one of us. Those of us who live in darkness at night, having a difficult time, Jesus brings hope. So each Sunday to do that, I ask one family each Sunday to do it. We did that last year, but we're going to do it again. Today we're going to ask Mark's family, Chong Kai and and his family to come and light one of the purple candles and then read the scripture and lead us in prayer. Okay? So just remember, I'm going to be asking you another family next Sunday. So be prepared, because it's a good thing. It's a happy thing. Okay? 将这个蜡烛点，这个蜡烛是指这个警示的，是代表告诉我们耶稣来了，给我们有盼望。因为圣诞节不是只是礼物圣诞树，乃是欢预备迎接接纳我们的主耶稣降临在这个世界。他来到这个世界是给我们第一个很多方面，第一个是给我们有盼望。 所以今天其中一个蜡烛是代表耶稣基督降临的这个世界，给我们有盼望。所以今天很高兴请重开一家来点一个蜡烛，他跟我们点一个经文，带领我们祷告。所以是一个很高兴一种的时间。OK，
重开。以赛亚书60章1-2节，信其发光，因为你的光已经来到。 耶和华的荣耀照耀你，看哪，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上。Jerusalem,
stand up, shine! Your new day is dawning. The glory of the Lord is shine bright on you. The earth and its people are covered with darkness, but the glory of the Lord is shine upon you.
下面我们点这支蜡烛来宣布神的光已到来这个世界。这光是主耶稣基督，他来是要将希望带领这充满混乱和黑暗的世界里。请留意，这支蜡烛的颜色是紫色的，是象征主耶稣基督拥有至高的权力和统治的权能。感谢神，因他的权力，我们对一切都有希望了。
让我们低头祈祷，亲爱的神，我们感谢主耶稣来到我们的世界，带给我们盼望。求你帮助我们经验这个盼望，也求使我们能将这个盼望带给我们所遇见的人。 虽然我的祷告不配，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
谢谢。Okay, children, you are released.